This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for a look at Tuesday's headlines, and we focus our time today on the ongoing healthcare debate here in Washington as the president imposes a March 18th deadline on the House to pass the Senate version of healthcare legislation with the promise that concerns that many House Democrats have about the Senate bill will be fixed in a later package that will be passed through reconciliation and not have to deal with a Republican filibuster. But right now, it appears the Democrats don't have those votes. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer today saying the March 18th deadline is one that the White House has issued, not one that House Democratic leaders have issued. A clear indication that they do not have the 216 votes necessary in order to pass this legislation. Speaking late on Tuesday afternoon on MSNBC, Steny Hoyer says that he does think in the end, though, that it will pass because the people demand reform.
My thought is that we will get the votes. And the reason we'll get the votes is because most Americans believe that the health care system needs reform, and it needs significant reform.
So how many votes short are the Democrats right now? Well, that all depends on who you talk to. In my conversation earlier today with Utah Republican Rob Bishop, he says the rumor floating around the Hill is that they're a few votes short. However, Emmanuel Cleaver, who is a Democratic congressman from Missouri and a deputy whip, says right now he only counts 201. That would be 15 votes short. Meanwhile, the Democrats and the House leadership, as well as the White House, still dealing with the bizarre exit from Congress of New York Representative Eric Massa, who left under a cloud of ethical suspicion that he sexually harassed male staffers. He also announced days ago that he was leaving Congress at the end of his term because he had suffered a recurrence of cancer. But now he is gone, but not before saying that the real reason he's gone is because the Democrats wanted him out because he opposes this health care reform bill, and the Democrats desperately need votes. Steny Hoyer, again in that interview with MSNBC, says he's not really sure why Massa left, but it clearly wasn't because Democrats pushed him.
His motivation, you'll have to ask him about his motivation, but I think the facts speak for themselves. But I want to reiterate, it had absolutely nothing to do with his position on health care. As you know, he wanted to go further than the House bill went or the Senate bill went.
Over the weekend, Congressman Massa insisted that the real reason he was leaving was because House Democratic leaders were pressuring him, and he especially took aim at White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel for being extremely vicious in trying to round up votes to pass this legislation. And it all points back to how the process worked to get to the bill where we have right now. Issues like the Louisiana Purchase, the Cornhusker Kickback, special deals for senators in Connecticut and Michigan and Florida and North Dakota and more. Congressman Bishop says the people in his district are especially turned off by all the backroom dealing.
They have seen what a lot of us have complained about in the process here, of what it takes to actually get something done with germaneness rules that are so vague that you can put different kinds of issues together and create a bill. There are a lot of us who are back here that are thinking the process of Congress should be reformed, and what happened in the Senate to try and pass the Senate version of this is a clear indication of why there needs to be some systemic change in the way Congress operates.
If, in fact, House Democrats are about 15 votes short, the critical issue they'll have to resolve one way or another is the language surrounding abortion. Right now, about a dozen pro-life Democrats are withholding support for this measure because they say there's not strong pro-life language in the Senate version of the legislation. The coalition is led by Michigan Democrat Bart Stupak. Today, Stupak says he's confident he can reach common ground with House Democratic leaders, but it's not clear what that compromise could be since the language cannot be changed before the vote, and it's almost a guarantee that the language Stupak would like inserted will not be passed through reconciliation or any other means in the U.S. Senate. Also, the House Democrats have a problem on their left flank. Just like Eric Massa, who didn't like the health care plan because it didn't go far enough, there's a handful of others who are still ready to vote no, much to the chagrin of the president. Among them, Ohio Democrat Dennis Kucinich.
The fact is that one out of every three health care dollars goes for corporate profits, stock options, executive salaries, advertising, marketing, the cost of paperwork. This bill doesn't change that. This bill doesn't change the fact that the insurance companies are going to keep socking it to the consumers.
Another issue that's out there, of course, is the insurance companies, and it's the contention of many that President Obama has made a point of villainizing them as we get down to the home stretch here in this health care debate. Just yesterday in Pennsylvania, the president said it's time to hold the insurance companies accountable, using example after example of what he sees as insurance manipulating the system and making sure that people don't get the benefits they pay for at the point where they actually need them. Utah Congressman Rob Bishop says that is creating a boogeyman for the president to attack.
If we're going to do such a drastic reform of health care, that has such impacts on everybody, where 75% of the people now who have health insurance and are comfortable with it could have that put in jeopardy. You certainly shouldn't be coming up with phantoms and evil individuals and try and make this into some kind of rant against an evil boogeyman that is out there in some way, shape, or form.
But the quote of the day belongs to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, speaking at an event here in Washington on Tuesday. Pelosi says it's vital for Congress to pass the bill so people can find out what's in it.
We stand at the doorstep of history, ready to realize a centuries-old dream. It's going to be very, very exciting. But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
At WorldNetDaily.com and Dateline.RadioAmerica.org today, you can find my interview with Utah Congressman Rob Bishop. You'll also find my discussion with former Pentagon official James Robbins, now an editorial writer for The Washington Times, about how President Bush, in his opinion, deserves a lot of credit for the successes we've been seeing in Iraq lately. Again, that's all at WorldNetDaily.com and Dateline.RadioAmerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.